This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, Tuesday night. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Second hour of the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. John Edeen of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Third hour, going to be joined by Masad Ayoub. Enough said, right? I have, let's see, like for the Glock, 17-34 size platform, that size magazines. Probably got 10 magazines for those. And they're all loaded with self-defense ammo. And there's always this question that pops up whether or not you should recycle defensive handgun ammunition. There is no one answer to that. The answer depends on a number of factors. When it's not damaged by manual cycling through the gun, there's generally no problem and the gun will function just fine. However, you need to think about how many times per week or month you are cycling a loaded round through your gun in loading or unloading. If you cycle the top round from your magazine into the chamber each time, you're getting plenty of hits on the bullet nose, extractor groove, and case rim with basically steel on brass. What do you think is going to give first? If you guessed the brass or the copper, you would be 100% correct. Every time you cycle a round into the chamber, the nose of the round hits the feed ramp, causing a slight denting of the hollow point bullet mouth. The size of the dent depends on the weapon feed ramp design and the shape of the hollow point bullet nose. If the bullet nose hits against the feed ramp enough times with multiple rechambering of the same round, you could get enough of a dent to cause a misfeed or a jam, rendering the weapon temporarily out of service, if only for a critical moment. Every time you cycle around from the magazine into the chamber, you're making a small gouge or dent in the extractor groove and or case rim. With time, continued recycling can cause a weapon malfunction depending on the design of the weapon. Some weapons have very much sharper extractor tips than others, and this can increase the case damage. In addition, the shape of the ejector and the force of the manual ejection of the loaded round can damage a case rim. So, in addition to the defensive ammo being out in the weather, rain, sleet, snow, with extremes of temperature and humidity, you've seen, there's been many times where rounds in the magazine have turned green from corrosion. It's even been observed that bullets in the chamber are so corroded that they have to be removed from the bore with a wooden rod. Now, some students will over-lubricate their weapon. And this lubricant will eventually get on the ammunition, and over time, certain lubricants can get into the casing, contaminating the powder, the primer, or both, causing the round to not fire or resulting in a squib. A squib round, depending on what kind of weapon it is, can be quite bad. quite bad. Well, actually, a squib, any squib round would be quite bad if you pull the trigger again after that. So, I practice dry firing a lot. So, I've been thinking about this. I'm wondering if I only need to have one gun loaded, which is the gun that I am carrying. And then I'm wondering if I only need to ever carry that gun. And maybe from time to time I have these other guns that aren't loaded and I can dry fire practice on them. With, say, my Glock 17, which is by agency and has the agency arms trigger, and my Glock 19, which is by agency and has the agency arms trigger, the dry firing would be identical. Probably a little bit off, you know, but nothing you can measure. So there I could have my dry fire practice and at the same time not be messing with my ammo. That's not really what concerns me most about doing that. What concerns me most about doing that with some of the rounds that you have, if you're not using hollow points, if you're using like an Inceptor round, and sometimes with hollow points too, you're actually driving the round, the bullet, deeper into the case, in which case then you're changing the pressure under which that round is going to operate under. And I, you know, overpressurizing in a chamber can cause problems. Now, you should think about whether you unload or load the same round over and over and again. And if so, can you lessen that by putting the chambered round at the bottom of the magazine? What you need to do in order to make sure you don't overpressurize, which is the bigger problem for me, I guess you need to take a micrometer and measure them. The one that's actually going in. And then, if you're doing this enough and you actually stick the bullet into the brass too much, I guess you need to throw that bullet away, that round away. One thing that you can do, with the other things that may be talked about, the brass and all the other things getting messed up and nicked and everything, just shoot it. Just practice with it. Just shoot it and use it. And think about rotating your ammo. It's a very cheap thing to do. It's that ounce of prevention that is much easier on you than the pound of cure. Especially with me. You know, most all the guns I have right now, handguns, are polymer framed. So with overpressurization, what would happen is I would have what I refer to as a blowout, where the if it overpressurizes in the chamber, it's going to go blow down and to left or right or both, and that's going to sting a bit. I've seen video of some people doing this with like Smith & Wesson M&Ps, which is not to say they're more prone to this. Just that was the gun that it happened to in that particular moment. And that looks like it would hurt an awful bunch, lot. So take the time, do the inexpensive thing, look at your ammo, inspect your ammo, measure your ammo, make sure you're not overpressurizing it. And if you're pitting it or something to dent the mouth or anything other than a pristine round of ammunition, you have altered the way it functions. And that's something we have to be mindful of. Overpressurization, though, is what scares me the most. That's one of the reasons I don't reload. I will shoot somebody's reloads that knows what they're doing. And I know a few people that do know what they're doing, but I don't shoot. I don't reload. I don't. But, a pristine round of ammunition, that's going to go a long way. And you don't want to get out there and mess with that design. By blunt force, anyway, which is exactly what's happening when you chamber around each and every time. So, I know that's not exactly not exactly gripping, but it's something to consider if you're carrying a gun every day and you practice with one the way I do. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
connection between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Play that, Mark Farner. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, we've been talking about this since it happened, Trump being the presumptive nominee. I know that for some of you, this is disastrous. Some of you believe this means that it, you know, it gives the election to Clinton. Some of you, even if Trump wins, are worried about it. I don't really understand that because we don't know how Trump's going to govern. We know how he does business. We can look at how he does business. He's successful doing business. He tries, he fails, he comes back. He succeeds, he comes back. So he's constantly going. Looking at government today, my biggest question would be to anyone, is Trump going to be as bad as Clinton would be? For those that don't like Trump, is he going to be as bad as Clinton? Are you saying he's worse than Clinton? Or is he going to be as bad as anybody else out there? A lot of the Republican faithful have gotten out there and said, I loathe the rise of populism. What exactly is populism? Is when, you know, aren't elections already pretty much just fashion shows? Public relations contests? Who's got the best message? Who does the best sale? Isn't that what they are already? And the other thing is that I'm hearing about the negatives in for both Trump and the negative ratings for both Trump and Clinton. Completely understand them. I get that people don't like them. But it doesn't explain how they got more votes, at least Trump. Clinton's been getting beaten in very key key elections, and she's only got the edge right now on superdelegates, as far as I can tell. So Clinton hasn't been just beating the mud out of Bernie Sanders, but Trump has been beating the mud out of everybody else. And if the rating is so negative, why is he getting so many votes? You're going to have Democrats vote for him. You're going to have union members vote for him because they're going to be voting economics. You know, everybody believes, especially coal miners. Coal miners, oh my God. Nobody believes Clinton now. Nobody believes Clinton. Even the guy who she talked to thought that she was lying straight to his face. But let's talk just in sheer numbers, okay? Sheer numbers of votes. Breitbart got some very interesting data together for you from the Indiana primary that you may want to ponder before continuing your tirade against Trump as far as him not being able to win. Don't worry about what the other polls are saying. This is just data. This is true, raw data. Unadulterated, untouched, unrefined. Various sources have been reporting, as I have, that the overall Democrat turnout is down this year. And of that reduced turnout, a significant portion belongs to Bernie Sanders. And a lot of them are not going to vote for Clinton. They may vote for Trump. And this is what we saw in Indiana this past Tuesday. Conversely, the Trump movement has been ginning up voter numbers, turnout numbers, since the primary season started. So Tuesday's numbers bear this out. Now, we knew not too long ago, about a week or so ago, or maybe it was 2 or 3 weeks, I'm not sure. I know, and I read it, and everybody else saw it, Trump had garnered 2 million more votes than Mitt Romney at a similar time in the primaries. 2 million more votes than Mitt Romney. Okay. Now, according to Breitbart, Democrat primary turnout in Indiana in 2016 was 628,433. The last time Hillary was in an election there was in 2008. It was double that in 2008. 1,278,355. Hillary's share of that was a 2016 figure of 296,988. That was down 54.5% when she captured 646,282 votes in 2008. Big decline in voter turnout on the Democratic side. Now, compare these dramatic declines in the Democratic voters with the Republican primary history from Indiana. In 2016, the overall Republican turnout in the Indiana primary was up a whopping 73.35% from 2012, with 1,101,777 votes cast this year, as opposed to 635,589 in the earlier primary. Back in 2012, frontrunner Mitt Romney got 410,635 votes, compared to a total of 587,273 for Donald Trump this year, an increase of 43.2%. Looking back at state primaries that have occurred earlier this year, the 2016 Republican surge versus a Democrat decline appears to be a trend that defies all of these proclamations you're hearing about the inevitability of Clinton now because of Trump. Everybody's saying that Donald can't do it in November. He's doing it now. This data that they compiled, by the way, you can find it. Let's see. It's at uselectionsatlas.org. That same data is widely used by academics and media organizations, including the New York Times, The Economist, Harvard, Columbia, Cornell, and many other reputable organizations. Trump can win. Now all you have to decide is, do you think that's good or bad? But don't despair. Really don't despair. Trump, we haven't seen him yet. We haven't seen him up against Clinton. I believe that he will club Clinton like a baby seal. I love that term. I wish I had been Mudcat Saunders when he said it. He's going to club Clinton like a baby seal. I think that's what's waiting on her. She can't take criticism. She hasn't got with Trump yet. And that most, it is in, that is one thing that is inevitable. And I hope they have a bunch of debates, and I hope that she's bleeding from every figurative orifice figuratively when she's done. I hope she's laying there and wants no part of it and is begging to be indicted on all the espionage to get a break. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. the convenient 2.5-ounce size jar, travels nicely, and a little goes a long way. Bispa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bispa Hand and Foot Cream today at bispa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, that was Reactive Gunworks. I punched the wrong button, didn't I? Reactive Gunworks, where the unstockable is in stock. Need to pay better attention, don't I? I thought I was lined up, right? Anyway, coming from the desk of Rob Morse from his defensive gun stories, we have these little ditties. I don't know why I didn't reach out to Rob today. I think maybe because I just didn't want to call him with so little time to prepare. Coming from the Slow Facts blog, here are a few of the many stories of armed self-defense in April. Armed civilians stopping criminals and saving lives yet again. And that's correct. You know, when you think about it this way, people like you save lives until the police arrive. And you are to be thanked for that. First up, an elderly couple was watching TV during the evening. This Washington State couple also watched a young man walk into their back porch and kick his way into their home. From there, he walked into the couple's bathroom and began looking for medications. The intruder then hit the elderly male homeowner and stabbed him in the abdomen. His 81-year-old wife heard the attack, grabbed her gun, and shot the intruder. That ended the attack on her husband. Her elderly husband is still in the hospital, though, in stable condition. Police report that their attacker was a convicted felon looking for drugs. Next. A woman woke to hear people banging on the front and back doors of her house. Before she got up, she heard two men who had entered her home. She retrieved her handgun and confronted the two young men. They ran. The homeowner reported the break-in to police, and the two men were arrested a short while later. Now, some people would say that because she didn't fire a gun, this was not an example of armed self-defense. Why do you think those guys ran away? Because she had the gun. A woman living in an upscale neighborhood in Erie, Pennsylvania, didn't expect any trouble. That's when a 25-year-old man broke through her back door and beat her unconscious. He then dragged his kidnapped former girlfriend into the home and assaulted her. The attacker then beat the male resident as he arrived home. Fortunately, two neighbors heard his screams, and one of the neighbors was armed. The armed neighbor chased the attacker from the house. Police arrested the attacker a short distance away. All of the attacker's victims required hospitalization for their injuries. Very near misses here with some of this stuff. Then there's an 80-year-old man stopped a three-person crime spree. Fortunately, he was armed, but what, you know, this happened in West Virginia. What would you expect? A young woman knocked on the old man's door and said it was an emergency and she needed to use his phone. Her two accomplices pushed into the home after the old man opened the door. Two masked and armed thugs held the old man at gunpoint. The armed homeowner shot both the intruders. The criminals ran from the home. One of the attackers collapsed and died nearby. Second thug was shot in the leg. He was arrested by police and taken to a local hospital for treatment. Female accomplice was also arrested. The same criminals had attacked and hospitalized another man earlier in the day. This guy did a public service. Then there's Youngsville, Louisiana, where three men broke into a home during the early morning. They fired several shots inside the home before the homeowner retrieved his gun and returned fire. The homeowner shot one of the robbers. The suspects then ran from the scene. Police arrested the three at a local hospital. The wounded criminal is expected to survive. All three criminals are charged with robbery and attempted murder. There were several smash-and-grab robberies reported in the area during the last several days. Police believed the robbers thought the home was unoccupied. Then coming out of Chicago, there's two men that were unloading their car in the back of the Chicago alley late at night. Both were 23 years old. They were interrupted by 28-year-old William George, who demanded their wallets and phones. One of the young men handed over his cell phone and wallet while the other 23-year-old pulled his licensed firearm and shot Mr. George. The two men called for police and for medical help. They also stayed at the scene until the police arrived. Police said the robbery was out of jail, or the attacker was out of jail on parole for previous armed robbery convictions, or a previous one. Young men were not charged. Honest, armed citizens defending themselves and their families thousands of times a day. Were they lucky or were they prepared? You can hear all about this all the time by going and downloading Self-Defense Gun Stories. He does puts it out there weekly. Coming. Well, I'm going to start this, but we're going to carry this through because there's a few things we need to discuss. And the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, they have they've gone beyond the call of duty here because they're looking at the English language and they're looking at the way it is applied in gun grabbing. You know, English is great. It's it's the largest vocabulary of any language. And you have multiple word meanings that vary according to how you're using it. We even have words that can mean their own opposites, like sanction and oversight and left, dust, stone, cleave, fast. In the human resources field, resign can either refer either to leaving employment or to returning to it. In the practice of law, continue may have its usual meaning of carrying on, or it may be a legal step which temporarily halts proceedings. For a seamstress, trim may mean either removing material or adding some. So, over the past 30 years, in the field of demonizing firearms and those who use them, they are equally contradictory uses of the vocabulary. So, this glossary of words and phrases, surely incomplete, but as they say, perhaps a good start. This is the way they take the language and apply it to their agenda. First up, we have a 10-round magazine, or a clip. This contains more ammunition than any individual could ever need to defend against any number of drug-crazed armed attackers bent on assault and brutality. Or number two, supposed standard capacity magazine. If you advocate for gun rights, this means that you have a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of people. Thank you, Hillary. A good start, beginning, first step, that's any new gun control measure which will provide ineffective or prove to be ineffective and so excuse further steps toward banning all civilian firearms. Amending the Constitution. This is the difficult and tedious sequence of steps necessitating nationwide consensus, which is rendered superfluous by liberal judges cheerleading the latest cultural shift. Ammunition. Objects without which firearms are useless for their intended purposes, which are even more evil due to the typical lead content and lack of permanent individual markings, which are so vital to solving all of the anonymous crime. My favorite, assault weapon. Any weapon or firearm whose design disturbs the sleep of progressive politicians. They are often black. Again, racism raises up. We'll continue this when we get back. The language prostituted to further the agenda. This is Lock and Load.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, we're going to get back on the language here in just a short minute. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. See if I can get this right this time. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Hey, when does that happen? I'm trying to send this. Do this. There we go. Back to the language. Back to the language. Talking about the gun grabber, not only do they redefine and, conflate data, but they've also redefined certain words in our language. Now, we're going to bounce around some of these because there's literally hundreds of these in here, thanks to the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Bullet, a far too inexpensive metallic thingy that transmits the universally evil impact of a firearm, which is also subject to spontaneous combustion when separated from a firearm. Bulletproof vest. This is clothing item that conceals invisibly beneath any upper body garment, enabling the wearer to stroll unhesitatingly through a hail of bullets and to massacre the party shooting at him. No known civil utility. See bullet. Common sense. Bereft of logic. Contrast with the customary use of common sense. Concealed carry. Villainously hiding deadly weapons in order to frighten, harass, and murder innocent anti-gun citizenry. Constitution. Long document whose prehistoric language is no longer understood except by liberal judges according to the latest cultural shift. Facts are actually anti-gun propaganda. See propaganda. Firearm. Inexpressibly evil tool of the devil. Gun club, location where gun lovers congregate to reinforce each other's invariable aggression and hostility versus society in general, and to also compare their reproductive package size. Gun control, safeguarding the human race from guns in spite of itself. Or number two, confiscation or prohibition because we know best. Or number three, because a woman raped alive or dead is preferable to an attacker lying dead at her feet. Gun crime. This is a good one. an as yet unwitnessed miracle in which a firearm spontaneously commits or forces a human to commit an act punishable under U.S. statutes. A gun enthusiast slash hobbyist slash lover is a killer. A gun splainer is a male inexperienced in social interaction who likes to talk about their guns. Gun violence epidemic. Dramatically decreasing rates of murder and violent crime as gun ownership and concealed carry have risen enormously. This is the gun violence epidemic. High Capacity Magazine. This is a death-dealing, utterly reliable, rapid... Oh, look at this. Look at that. We got to... You know, it never fails. It never fails. I try to turn everything down and mute everything. Patrick, I try to turn it all down so you don't have to hear it. And inevitably, no matter what show I'm doing, no matter what day I'm doing it, it's going to pop up. I extend my apologies, sir. Back to language. If it saves just one life, compared to if inserting a red-hot poker into the rectum fixes just one more hemorrhoid. Law enforcement officer, highly respected professional who mainly investigates crimes that have already occurred, who trains less with firearms than many civilians, and shoots less accurately in crises, causing more collateral injury than the average citizen. Majority of people, that's the minority of Americans who support gun control. The NRA, the Second Amendment Foundation, the GOA, the members of the NRA, these are all works of the devil or individual terrorists. Propaganda is pro-gun rights facts. Registration, the innocuous public-spirited documentation of every firearm and owner in the country, no relationship whatsoever to its only possible concrete use of allowing the government to identify and confiscate the weapons of any gun owner on any pretext. This must be done regardless of other methods of ensuring that appropriately prohibited individuals may not legally obtain firearms. Second Amendment. Flight of fantasy written into ancient history by disgusting slave-owning elitist old white males. Or, uniquely among the American Bill of Rights, a statement of the government's right to control individuals rather than a protection of individual rights against the government. Shooter. Someone who hits anyone or anything with projectiles from a gun invariably with evil intent. Or number two, murderer. Shooting. Purposeful deadly attack on uniformly innocent life-affirming bystanders. The more victims, the better. Silencer. High-tech devices used solely for noiseless assassination of innocent parties who would still be alive but for this wicked attachment. Terror watch or no-fly list. People who have been accused of no crime but whose rights must be arbitrarily denied without knowing it or having any recourse. Training. As used with firearm or gun means practice intended to increase the lethality of any and every use of the implementation in question. Woman. Gender that is always the victim of violence, yet too risky to arm due to the inevitability of her own gun being used against her. Ladies. There you have it. There's some things that I skipped. I probably could go back and get them. Gun collector, future mass shooter. Let's see. I didn't skip that many. Cartridge micro stamping, new and untrue technique of recording unique markings of ammunition fired from guns, which will cost millions of dollars and never solve a single crime. Blind identification background system. Absurd, unacceptable background check proposal that would securely inform any gun seller of a potential buyer's prohibited status with no government record of purchase or transfer possible. Also, much less expensive and more efficient than current national instant identification check system, risking growth in private industry and decline in government positions. Oh, well. Oh, well. There you see it. There, and that's by no means, it is not limited to that. I am reading that, Desert Eagle. That comes from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. That's where Dr. John hails from there in the chat room. You can find it on their website. I believe it's, what is the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership website? Let's find that out. Let's pull that up. DRGO. Let's just run that. DRGO.us. That's where you can find it. For those that want to see it, it's called an anti-gun glossary. Which is a redefinition of certain words. Yep. Check them out, drgo.us. Dr. John, at least one of their representatives, I'll be meeting with them at the NRA meetup in a few weeks. Be hooking up with them just to meet them. I do a lot of their material, and Dr. John's been a guest on the show before, so he'll be there, and I'll get to meet him and Rob Morse. It's going to be all kinds of people there. And we're going to be hanging out, getting in trouble. I'm going to be hanging out with lawyers, so I've got the bail figured out. We're going to flip into the next hour coming up very shortly. We're going to go... We're going to also talk about anti-gunners and certain phrases that they use that I believe it's Robert Young used for that other article from the DRGO. He mined this from a bunch of different things. We're going to talk about that when we come into the next thing. Look at that. It didn't even line it up right. We might not be talking about that because it didn't come into the system right. We can talk about some of the phrases. That's fine. Tomorrow, I get to go train on a SWAT training course. I'm going to film that. Yes, I'm going to film that. This one is in the books. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Illusion. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.